information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
What are the five worst drinks for your body? There's so many bad things out there that I'm amazed that Dr. Holly Lucille, my colleague and absolute wonderful friend, took the time to research and find out which ones are on the absolute do not drink list. And I was surprised when I found out what some of these things were. Or were you surprised as well?
Well, a little bit. And I would say, okay, maybe not do not drink, because my experience with folks is if you say do not do this, some of them are like, don't tell me what not to do, and I'm just going to do more of it. So are we looking to avoid these things? Well, let's not be surprised that my first little guy up here is the sodas and diet sodas. I mean, here's the thing. Why? Well, they rank, I would say, number one, because guess what? They have no, zero, zilch nutritional value. And what we eat and what we drink constitutes our nourishment, how we nourish ourselves. It is not just a section in your health food store, these vitamins and minerals. It is how our bodies work. It drives the biochemistry. That's what it does. And so you're looking at either empty calories or these diet sodas that are actually causing harm because of the excitotoxin and artificial sweeteners that just should not be consumed.
Yeah, and I've said this repeatedly, and I'll stand by this statement, that to me the greatest mislabeling of any product in America is the word diet in front of these sodas. Because the studies show, many of them, that you gain weight drinking these sodas, and that there is toxicity. It's debatable how much, but there is toxicity to things like aspartame and acesulfame K and some of these artificial sweeteners. I have always said to my patients, if you feel a dire need for a soda, go to the store where they serve the Mexican Coca-Cola and get a cane sugar Coke. It is at least less bad for you. But we were talking about claims off the air in a second. I honestly don't know how this industry gets away with the word diet. Yes, there's less calories from sugar, but the word diet should mean that it would stimulate or do some kind of weight loss, and it can actually make you gain weight. So I am done on my high horse here. I've got to say it. Thank you. We are at the five worst drinks for your body. I am in spectacular agreement with leading off with the sodas and diet sodas. What do we have up next?
All right. So it's non-organic milk. Believe it or not. Really? The truth is, and I know, because most people think that milk is healthy. I mean, look, it's one of the hugest marketing campaigns out there because of its quote-unquote calcium content. But the truth really is, especially with non-organic cow's milk, is actually one of the worst drinks that your body. It's loaded with a lot more than calcium. So this is according to the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry, okay? The contents of each glass of milk can contain up to 20 different chemicals. Chemical agents, including a variety of pharmaceutical drugs and growth promoters, all right? So we're looking at hormones, antibiotics, pesticides, herbicides, bacteria, organophosphates. That's another environmental pollutant. Now, part of the reason is because it's today's world of most meat for your money, baby. Cows are raised on something called CAFOs. These are concentrated animal feedlot operations. And their non-organic grains are sprayed with pesticides and herbicides. They take them in. The cows are then pumped in with growth hormones so that they yield more of that, more meat for your money, baby. And we're having this supposedly really healthy drink with a huge marketing campaign behind it being one of the worst possible beverages that you can consume.
And please look at other shows we've done on milk. It's not something we recommend for anybody at any age. And we're talking about the cow's milk here. But what a difference between organic and inorganic.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, this was the one I think that might shock, I think shocked you. But while it's a fruit juice, it's apple juice. Yes,
yeah,
it is.
I've heard this before. Uh-huh. Yep. This one didn't get me as much as the milk did. Yep. Go ahead.
So there's a little mycotoxin, okay? Myco, that's a fungal byproduct produced by certain species of molds, such as Penicillium and Aspergillus. And exposure to this, and it's commonly found in apple juice, exposure to this little mycotoxin is associated with neurological, gastrointestinal, immunological problems in animal studies. Okay, so this has been studied. And apple juice contains the highest amount of this. It's patulin, because any damage to the fruit is not regularly detected, and the damaged apples may not be removed prior to pressing. And so this is definitely something that I say, look, an apple, if you want to get a good organic apple and take a nice big bite of it, chew it down, get all of those health benefits of the apple, the pectin, the fiber, you go for it. But this concentrated juice, the sugar content in and of itself, minus the fiber, plus there's this little mycotoxin that is found at high quantities of a lot of apple juices, something definitely is a beverage you got to stay away from.
Yeah, in the conventional health industry has promoted fruit juices for so many years as being beneficial and healthy. And you have to understand that when you separate the juice out of the fruit, you're separating many of the minerals and nutrients, and you're separating around the fiber, and you're concentrating some vitamins and antioxidants, but you're also concentrating the sugar with it. Fruit juice, at minimum with our kid, when she did get a little bit, it was organic, and it was about 20% juice and 80% water, just enough to sort of flavor it. But even then, she just really didn't like it that much. She's never been exposed to that sugar. But even the schools now, where my daughter's at school, they do not allow the juice boxes because they have associated with hyperactivity. Even though we can't say that these fruit juices can add to the hyperactivity in kids, the schools have decided to step in and say, we're not allowing them.
All right. So this is the fourth one, and it's something that, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, it is not going to go away. This one is not going to go away. It's getting bigger and bigger. Every time I whip into getting fuel for my automobile, and I don't drive a lot, so it's very rare. I'll want a little, I don't know, mint or a pack of gum, and I'll go in, and there is more brands and more kinds and more styles of these big old bad energy drinks. Yep. Oh, yeah. Now, according to a study, this was published in the journal Pediatrics, energy drinks are regularly consumed by guess how many children? Almost 50%. Adolescents really? And young adults are in the, yes. Now, here's why they're dangerous for the most part, and they have actually contributed to people's deaths. Now, the FDA's limit for caffeine is 71 milligrams of caffeine per 12 fluid ounces. This is how much some of these energy drinks contain. 75 to 400 milligrams of caffeine per container. And then you've got additional ingredients like cacao or guarana that might have caffeine in it as well. And so this, I got to tell you, there has been in the United States before 2010, poison control centers were not tracking adverse events related to energy drinks specifically. They only monitored the problem of caffeine overdoses. Well, they are getting more and more honed in on these. This is 5,448, all right, caffeine overdoses were reported in 2007. Okay.
Wow. Those are a lot of caffeine.
And
most people aren't going to go to the hospital. They're just going to drink water and sort of shake it out. So how many are unreported?
Very many. I mean, and so we're looking at something that's on the rise. These, you know, and we promised we're going to tell you some healthy alternatives. I mean, green tea has an amazing health effect if you want a little bit of caffeine. But I got to tell you, doing these energy drinks, they are artificially stimulating your rhythm of energy and organic living and vitality throughout the day.
What's our last one?
Alcohol. Alcohol's our last one. And we're going to talk more at another segment about alcohol, because there are some healthy benefits of alcohol, but we're going to talk about what kind and how much. So I'll leave it to you.
Yeah, we're talking about the five worst drinks for your body. Soda, and this includes the diet soda and regular soda. Non-organic milk, 20 different chemicals, including pharmaceuticals and growth hormones. Apple juice, because it contains mycotoxins that can shows bad effects in animal studies. Alcohol and these energy drinks. And I just added a blog on energy drinks at RadioMD.com. Take a look at it. You'll find out some of the more disturbing stuff. Get yourself some good water. Get yourself some good lemons and cucumbers. Squeeze it in there. And stick around and stay well with us.